Now, to vote in the general election at the end of this month, on Friday the 29th of November, you must be over 18 years of age, be an Irish or British citizen, resident in Ireland, and be listed on the Register of Electors, which you can do up until tomorrow. Go to checktheregister.ie. All you'll need is your PPSN, your date of birth, and your air code. For those aged 18 to 22, this will be their first opportunity to vote in a general election here. And our reporter Kieran Dineen asked some young voters what issues they will be weighing up ahead of polling day, starting with Maynooth University student Milo Rampersod.
There's not a lot of availability in the healthcare for any young trans people, and I believe that should be something that should be changed and made better. So currently in Ireland, the National Gender Service it's availability to the likes of my generation, so 18, 19, going into their late adulthood. It's very hard for anybody to get the likes of hormones, surgeries. It's very difficult to come by, and a lot of people have to go private, which costs a lot of money.
Some of the Larkview FC under-21s, who train at Whelan Park in Kimmage in Dublin, say they will cast their ballots on election day.
I'm James Reynolds and I'm 20 years old. This is the first time your voice matters, because previously you didn't really have a say, but now you do. So.
And what are the issues that you care about?
Public transport's a big one. A lot of money I think should be spent on infrastructure or transport in the city.
I'm Alan Dane, 19, I'm from Crumlin. Due to the current system, we're probably won't be able to get a house, won't be able to move out. Cost of living rising every day, it's getting hard. I think the working class people are kind of getting detached again.
James Brennan, I live in Knocklyon, and yeah, it kind of feels like at the moment people are living at home until they're like 28 or 29 or later even.
That sounds very old to you, does it?
Yeah, well, it does, yeah, because I'm only 20.
In rural Ireland, there are similar issues on the minds of members of Machran na Ferma. Here's Ronan McGrail, who's 22.
Being in like where I live in Longford, you're very dependent on owning a car. It'd be nicer to be able to get to somewhere like Galway just completely on transport. Say if it was easier to get the train to Athlone to get to Galway. I'm in college now, but I'm getting closer to the age that I'll have to be looking for my own house. And right now, when I look at my bank account and then look at the prices, it's completely out of the picture.
Kerry Machra member Stuart Daly, who's 18, wants to see local concerns addressed.
In Ballyhaig, the roads back here are just horrendous. They're redoing the same road maybe two or three times. Whereas then there's a road that you'd nearly take a wheel off a car on that they won't do anything to.
Are you nervous about going to vote, or do you think you understand how to do it?
It's giving me the reality that I am actually an adult now. So it's a bit nerve-wracking in that way. But other than that, look, it's a vote. It has to be done. And hopefully my vote can make a difference.
Opinion poll data shows housing is a key concern of young people. Here's Kevin Cunningham, lecturer in politics at Technological University Dublin.
66% pick housing amongst their top two issues. Apart from that, I mean, historically they would have selected issues like climate change, but that isn't quite as strong as it used to be before. Younger voters do decide slightly differently to other voters. They're more likely to base their choice on the basis of what we might describe as policies. When they're asked about manifestos, for example, they're more likely to say that those manifestos are quite important, that they're more likely to place an emphasis on what the parties are offering. And I think essentially they're learning about the political process. And this is why younger voters tend to be more likely to be late deciders.
At Maynooth University, there was apathy among some, though not all, potential voters.
I don't think I'll vote. I haven't given much interest or thought into politics lately.
I will vote, yeah. The contribution itself was £3,000, it's dropped to £2,000. Then you have tuition, commuting and all that. And then if you're staying here, you have accommodation or digs. You know, it all adds up very quickly.
Are there issues in society that you kind of would like politicians to do something about?
Well, yeah, as a student, there's a lot of things that could be done by politics. I have to commute an hour and a half every day because I can't get accommodation anywhere near campus. For this reason, yeah, I should get involved and try and make a change. But yeah, it's just what's my vote going to do nearly? But then again, every vote does count.
It's 22-year-old Yasmin Costa from Carlow, ending that report from Kieran Dineen. A reminder, Up Front with Katie Hannan will host a special election programme on housing tonight, 9:35 p.m. on RTE1 television and the RTE player.